All right, well, hi. This was Friday, June the 3rd, and we just seen an exciting game where Blue Devils have come all the way from Oakville, and they beat Darby 2-0, an exciting game, and these teams are battling. This will certainly improve the record of Blue Devils, who were 5th, and Darby is 7th, just outside the playoff line. But let's ask, I've got Coach Duncan Wild here, and we'll make a few comments on what he thought about tonight's game.
I thought we were good value for our win. We dominated possession. I think we created multiple chances. So we're a little bit disappointed. It's only 2-0. But with the chances we created, we would expect to convert a little bit more.
Yes.
But they fought very well. They're a young, fit team, and they were quite resilient, and it took us a while to break them down. So in the end, we're pleased with our 3 points.
Okay. Now, just let's ask where your players are from, as I've been doing with most coaches there. Anyone in university or college who's come to the team?
Yeah, we've got Darren Armstrong, who's away at, I don't remember where he is now.
An American NCAA school?
He's in NCAA.
Yeah, all right, great.
Yeah, he's in Kentucky.
Okay, nice.
And we've got Matt Chandler, who's joined us this year, who's just transferred from St. John's to Wisconsin.
Yeah. You play at Sheridan College, but anyone from that club specific?
No, Cody Ellis used to go there, and
we've had
4 or 5 other boys during our time from Sheridan, but at this point, he's the only one that was there.
All right, well, alumni. It's important, some of the other teams, especially Alliance, made up of so many of their guys. Now, you... although you've lost Leifert Allen last year, he's gone to one of those new glamour teams that have started up, but you've added Kyle Porter. How would you have come across Kyle Porter, who I, of course, remember from York, CPL, and then he moved on to Edmonton and last year, and he's with you.
Well, he joined us last year,
And
he was coaching for us. He's a coach in my academy, so he coaches the League One Women reserves, and he coaches our 2006 boys, but he went back to Edmonton for one last year, so the plan was to have him play last year, but it didn't happen, so this year it makes sense for him to play with us.
He fit in well there. He just seems to be your corner kick man and free kicks.
He's very good on the set plays. He's got quality, and that creates chances for us. But we actually signed Taha Elias to replace Leifert. Because of course Kyle plays in midfield and Leifa was up top, so we'd already tied down Taha, so we were pleased with that, and I believe Leifert's gone to New Zealand now, so he's no longer,
true.
He's no longer with Simcoe, so
we're
all on the move.
That was a shock. I came across that. Now this is for all the coaches. How important is it for your club, the community, and your recruiting purposes that your team survive this upcoming division split to a top 12 and then a next 10, like Premier and Championship League, coming up in 2024?
Well, I think there's a few of us, Robin, that are relying on us being in the Premier League.
I mean,
we've always been competitive. We've always been a contender. And I don't see any reason why we shouldn't, continue that. I mean, that's our expectation, is to make that group. And the competition is very good this year. There's no real easy games. And we've had a particularly difficult start as well. So, and there were some tough games. But we're really pleased with our points tally. And, should be a good season for us.
Yeah, I was looking at the schedule, and they've really loaded up some of the top teams against you, and you've held your own. At least you've got a lot of ties, and maybe that's holding you back a bit, but you can only play with
our ties, apart from one, our ties were good ties. I mean, we've tied with opening day with Simcoe County, we've tied with Vaughan, we've gone away and beat Guelph, we're tied with North Toronto, who were undefeated top, so some of them are points gained, and it's everyone else has got to play each other now, so we've only played 2 home games so far, so we're looking for a home run to try to help us out.
Someday you'll play that 13th, 15th, 17th, 20th team eventually.
Yeah.
And now to a selling point about your club is Your academy's getting bigger and bigger. How many kids do you now have with the Boys and Girls Academy?
We're around 500.
Okay.
We've just opened two house league programs as well.
Nice.
So we're in the community business as well, and our girls program is building steadily. So the grassroots side of the things are very positive.
Yeah, I don't catch much of the women's game because right. so far behind, but they made the finals last year, didn't they?
Yeah, both yes. our teams made the final,
and
year before, both our teams were regular season champions. So we just want to remain, contenders if possible.
Nice. Okay. Well, that was a great conversation tonight, and we'll have them a safe drive home through the rain. Gee, I'm sure. Glad there's a roof on this place. All right. Thank you. Now, just a minute.
Make sure you don't lose it.
That's the point. Unlock first.